Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and unlike last week, I'm live in the studio. Last week, we tried an experiment. We were actually live at the Summit County Fair last week. We had a great time. Our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, had a booth last week out at the fairgrounds and Summit County Fair in Talmadge, Ohio, and we had a great time. We had a lot of people come up, had a chance to share the gospel with a number of people, challenge people to think, and I'll touch on some of that a little bit here. We had our main display was a board that we had called Three Things God Cannot Do, and we were challenging people on that. Also, we had some guests that were with us, some ministries at the fair last week, and we did the program live from the Summit County Fair last week, and so I didn't actually get to hear it until just a few days ago, because it took me that much time to be able to get done with the fair, get some things together, and get the recording and to be able to listen to it. And I've got it uploaded, and I'm trying to get everything established so that you can go online and listen to it. You can find it, I believe, now at our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Well, let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer here this afternoon, and we'll get into our program here today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the air again today. We just thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to use this medium to reach out to people, encourage people, and to encourage Christians and exhort Christians and point people to Christ that need to trust him as their Savior. Use the program today for your glory. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you can give us a call if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. The phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And as I mentioned, we were out at the Summit County Fair last week. And just to mention really quick here, we had some guests. And if you go to livewithpastoral.com, you can find links to some of this information. We had Melissa Willard representing Life's Little Adventures Farm, and Bernard Christie of Harmony's Helping Hands, and Denise Leopold of Right to Life of Northeastern Ohio. They were all out there, and we got some good feedback on doing the program live via cell phone, actually. We don't have the big budget that we can send out a truck with microphones and all the relay stuff on it, but we did pretty good, and so I was glad for the opportunity. It's always fun to try something new. Well, today, though, however, I wanted to mention the thing that I was at yesterday. I had an opportunity to go to the Ohio Pastors Policy Conference that was held not too far from the studio here where I'm at right now in Independence, Ohio. And, of course, as most of you know, it's kind of hard not to know that they had the first Republican presidential candidate debate last night in Cleveland, Ohio. And as a result of that, there were a number of things going on in the area, and the Ohio Pastors Policy Conference was held here yesterday. And it was a long day from about 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and it was sponsored by DearPastor.net. You can find that online, DearPastor.net, as well as the Ohio Christian Alliance. And they put on a good program, had quite a variety of speakers from politicians to ministry leaders of various types. Of course, Chris Long, the president of Ohio Christian Alliance, there kind of moderating things. But at various times we had the Ohio State Treasurer Josh Mandel. We also had the Ohio State Auditor Dave Yost, the Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine. They all came through. Congressman Jim Jordan, which some of you are probably familiar with. He calls in, I think, about once a week to the Bob France Authority, the program us on weekday mornings from, I believe, 9 until 11 on our sister station, 1420 WHK Radio. And then, of course, in addition to that, we had William Federer. And if you're not familiar with William Federer, check out AmericanMinute.com. That's AmericanMinute.com. William Federer is kind of, you know, it's like somebody put it best when he gave his presentation. He's talking about history and how political power tends to concentrate into the hands of a few, generally a strong man, and how the experiment that we call a republic here in the United States of America is an anomaly in world history. And he went through a great historical thing. Somebody aptly put it, they said it was like sipping out of a fire hose. Just a lot of information coming really fast. And then, of course, attorney David Gibbs of the Christian Law Association presented some things dealing with the churches, what churches need to be aware of in light of this recent Supreme Court decision extending same-sex marriage to all the states. And basically the long and short of it is that churches need to have their records, their policies written down if they hope to stand a chance if they get brought into court over some of these things. But it was great. They talked to obviously quite a bit about the same-sex marriage tsunami that's hitting us thanks to the Supreme Court. But it's not just that. There's other things here in Ohio. Of course, there's some groups that are trying to push for legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in the state of Ohio. There's the whole business with what happens when transgenders come into your church. They want to become a member. They want to sing in the choir. They want to teach your Sunday school class. They want to be a youth leader. They want to be on staff in some fashion. What can churches do to protect themselves? And so we had quite a few people there. Jay Menefee of the DearPastor.net, one of the sponsors of the event, he gave a presentation as well. A number of other people, I can't remember everybody that spoke during the course of it. Of course, Rafael Cruz, Reverend Rafael Cruz, is the best known as the father of Senator Cruz, who's running for president. And he ought to be known as the son of Rafael Cruz, really, and a tremendous presentation and challenge to be active in defending our faith and getting involved in the public arena. And, you know, one of the things that they mentioned is about how so many Christians think that they should not be involved in politics. It's too worldly. It's too dirty. It's too this. It's too that. It's too distracting. And several of the people in their presentations, Rafael Cruz and William Federer in particular, talked about how in the founding of this country, the majority of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were seminary graduates, and the pastors that led their congregation into joining the battle for the freedom from Britain, and how both at the Battle of Lexington, the Battle of Concord, the first two major battles in the Revolutionary War, both of them were fought outside of churches in Lexington and Concord. And in both cases, the majority of the American patriots that were fighting were members of those churches. And so we can see where Christians from the very beginning of our country have had a role to play. And they brought out how that the Declaration of Independence, the majority of the things that are in that had been preached from the pulpits of American churches during the course of the 1700s leading up to the Revolutionary War. So it was a very, very good program, very informative, and the time went by quickly. The material and the information that was presented was tremendous. And so I was very happy to have had an opportunity to be there, and went there, of course, with a friend of mine, Pastor Max McKenna from the Crusade Baptist Church in Copley, Ohio, and we were we were talking about on the way home about how much we enjoyed the material that was presented. And so that brought me up to something that I wanted to mention here on the program today. And of course, if you do have a question about current events or the Bible, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. But I want to go to Exodus chapter 18 here today. And I've talked about this on our Friday and Sunday night programs. And if you're not aware, we have a Sunday night program, an hour-long program, live every Sunday night, late night live with Pastor Al, right here on this station, AM 1220, WHKW. And it's on Sunday nights from 11 o'clock until midnight. And coming up in, I think, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, will be our 9th anniversary of doing these programs. So we're kind of excited about that. But in Exodus chapter 18, and this is something that I think Christians need to be aware of. I've talked to some people already about the debates last night, and they had the kind of the junior tier, the first ones for the ones who were polling less in the various polls that they averaged, and then they had the 10 that had the highest rating in the polls on for the main event last night, and I did not get to see all of it. I've seen clips, heard parts of it and all, but here's something that ought to guide us. And you say, well, the presidential election is not until next year. Well, that may be true, but we do need to remember the primaries are coming up next spring. I mean, starting after the first year, some coming up actually late winter. And we need to be looking at these candidates. If you are going to pick a candidate, we need to be looking at them. The primaries, both the Republican and the Democrat primaries, that's where we pick the candidates that the various parties are going to put forward on the November ballot next year. And all too often, because as I've mentioned, I work the elections in Richfield Village where I live, and I see people who come in on the general election in November, and they say, well, how come these are the candidates? They say, well, and I know because I can see their voting record on the things. You can see some of the voting, not who they voted for. Let me stress that. Just the fact of whether or not they voted in the last election is on there. And if they did not vote in the primary, well, they have nobody to blame because they did not exercise their opportunity to tell either Republican or the Democrat or the Green Party or the Communist Party or whatever party who they wanted to be the candidate on the November ballot. It's important. And this is something they stressed yesterday, and I've been stressing this all along. You need to get out and vote. You need to be informed. And let me touch on this real quick, and we got a caller calling in here before I run out of time. In Exodus chapter 18, Moses was judging every little tiny thing that was going on amongst the people while after they had left Egypt. And he met with his father-in-law. His father-in-law Jethro had come and observed what was going on. And it says in verse 14, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou dost to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone? All the people stand by thee from morning until even. Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me and inquire of God, and they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest not good. See, it's not good that all power is vested in just one person. God used Jethro here to instruct Moses in what he should do. Jethro goes on to say, thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people with thee, for this thing's too heavy for thee, and thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God will be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. And he says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so it shall be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. Now he goes on to do this, but let me just give you a couple things here real quick, and I'll get to our caller here. First thing here, we see the principle of our form of government here. We have a federal system, a federal government, state government, counties, and then we have local governments, and you see that reflected here, and the founding fathers saw this. This is what they used here. We see there rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens, and that reflects the structure that we have. The issues are supposed to be judged at the lowest level. And only the larger things are elevated further up, and only the largest things went up to the top level, which is where Moses was. And that's the way our country was originally set up to be. Another thing there, the people were to be taught the ordinances and laws, shown the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. And we used to call that civics in school. I don't know if they teach civics anymore. Teaching our country's constitution, Declaration of Independence, and helping people to understand the laws and ordinances of our country and our obligations as citizens and the things, our responsibilities, things we must do. And so you have an educated populace that knows the laws, knows what they're expected. Anymore today, nobody knows what the laws are. They conflict with each other, and you never can tell what's going on. But here's the thing, and this is what I want to hit before I get to my caller here. This is the characteristics of the people you should vote for. They were to select able men, people who had ability, people who are able to do the work that they're going to be appointed to do. And, that rules out a number of people. It rules out some people that are currently serving, I think. Able men, they have to be competent, such as fear God. Now, this is in the scripture. This is what the founding fathers looked at, and such as fear God. And would that we had a government composed of able men that fear God today. Men of truth. Wow. God cannot lie. He hates untruth. He hates lying. All liars, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, are going to have their place in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone unless they get saved. Men of truth, boy, that right there shoots down half, 95% of the politicians, I think, today. Hating covetousness, well, I think we just got rid of the rest of them. Politicians today, they covet money, they covet power, they covet control, they covet these offices. You know, anybody ever wonder why a billionaire is running for a job that pays something that's barely walking around money for him? Covetousness. Well, this is the key right here. Able men, such as fear God, hate men of truth, hating covetousness. Look at the people that are running. And when you go into that polling booth to select candidates in the primaries, keep this in mind. Exodus 18, verse 23, or 21. And when you go in November to vote for president, keep this in mind. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We've got Nancy on the line patiently waiting for me. And Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. And I was very interested in what you're saying about, you know, picking up presidential candidates. And I was able to listen to the debate of the top 10. I didn't get to hear the other seven, but I heard that Carly Fiorina was I can't say her name. that she got 85% of the vote, and the next one got 7%, and one or two. But I thought she made a lot of sense. She very, very articulate.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this clip that she said, her interview on Chris Matthews. It was amazing. She just is so articulate and so smart. You know, she was the CEO of Hewlett Packard.
Mm-hmm.
But the two that were the most biblically going, I think, are Ted Cruz and Scott Walker. They were
right.
Very, very adamant about upholding the, about abortion and, you mm-hmm. know, fighting against planned, well, Pastor Sanders called predators.
Yeah.
But,
I was going to say, it's interesting because Ted Cruz, I believe, is born again. His father certainly
is. I think
is.
So, yeah. And, Pastor Raphael Cruz.
Yeah. And if anybody's ever heard Raphael Cruz speaking, you know, how would you like to have a president that has that person speaking to him all the time? And then, of course, Scott Walker is...
I wanted to see him when he was here locally. I didn't know his
name. Scott Walker, of course, is the son of a Baptist pastor from in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And then I actually heard Carly Fiorina on something, I think it was earlier this morning, it might have been last night, late last night, but playing a clip where somebody asked her if she would have been afraid to have been asked about religion, because I guess she did not get the question. And she said she would have loved to have given a testimony of her relationship with Jesus Christ, something to that effect. I thought that was impressive.
Oh, I'm very, very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Now my question today was concerning during our Wednesday Bible study, Pastor Andy asked if anybody has a praise report or a prayer request. And then also the same thing when I go to Reformers Unanimous Friday night, they have opportunity to give praise. But I keep thinking about, I don't know the reference, but in the Bible, because I like to witness to people. The Holy Spirit's given me sort of more boldness lately.
Right.
And I like to share, you know, with other people, because that's what Pastor Andy or Brother Terry or Brother Jeff at Reformers mm-hmm. are asking for. But then I think, well, it almost sounds like I'm bragging, although that's not my intention. I just wanted to share with people because I'm so happy. It's like a really big high for me to share the gospel.
Right.
Other people, if they'll listen to me.
Oh,
I know somewhere
be,
in the Bible it says you're supposed to keep things secret and go into your prayer closet, and God knows what you're doing. So if you could just comment on that, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, okay, yeah. When Jesus was talking about praying in secret, and I don't know if I'll be able to get the reference up here, just a few minutes left. I was kind of long-winded earlier. But he was talking about the Pharisees that loved to pray and get people to take note of what they were doing and see them and say, oh, look how spiritual they are. And Jesus was talking about humility. It'd be better to pray in secret, you know, go in your prayer closet. You're not supposed to be praying to be seen of men and to have people pat you on the back.
That's the one I'm thinking.
Yeah, when my wife and I were missionaries down in the Samoan Islands, we planted a church in American Samoa. And while we were down there, part of the Samoan culture in the churches is to make these long, ornate, flowery prayers. I mean, you just don't pray, dear Jesus. It's like, oh, thou that hast been from the beginning, thou who hast created the tiniest flower and the largest, shark, you know. And they just go on and on and on because they want to be heard praying. And the more ornate and the longer and more complicated their prayer is, the more people go, oh, my, what a spiritual man.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's just praying to be seen of men. For the praise of men. But when you pray, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Sheffy. I think it was Bob Jones University. They have a program where they do movies.
Oh,
and,
I never saw that.
But this movie called Sheffy, he was a circuit riding preacher back in the late 1800s, something like that. And somebody said to him, cause he prayed simple prayers like he was talking directly to God. And they said, well, Brother Sheffy, it's been said that when you pray, you sound like you're talking to God. And this is the dialogue. And he goes, well, yes. He goes, might I ask, who are you talking to when you pray?
Oh, that's good.
You know, so when you pray, your prayer should be to God. You pray just like you're talking to a friend, because he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And you're praying to the Lord, you know, your Savior. He knows the innermost secrets of your heart, and so you can just come to him directly. You know, some people think you need to have, you know, piano or organ music or you can't pray, but I think that's what we're looking at there about the praying in secret. You're not trying to be, you know, oh, look at me, I'm super spiritual. But
no,
you're
I always
trying,
say the Holy Spirit helps me to witness to them. I always give him credit.
Yeah, and that's the thing, we give the credit to God. Give him the glory. Hey, got about 20 seconds left here. And that's what we want to do. We want to give God the glory. Because otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do any of this, would we? And I certainly wouldn't be able to do this program if it weren't for God's help and enabling and provision. But thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Live with Pastor Al.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.